Welcome to Damage Control episode 4. This time we're going Green Lantern.
Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern.
Oh yes.
We're going all out CGI, all out CGI, all out CGI. We're going to have Ryan Reynolds be a CGI character fighting a poo cloud. No, we're not.
Relax.
That's actually
Fartalax.
You know, if we're talking what this movie is, essentially it's a CGI Pixar movie,
yep,
with a giant poo cloud as our villain.
Yep, pretty much. That's about it.
The only thing good about this is Mark Strong.
Yes.
Because his Sinestro...
And Taika Waititi.
Yeah, but his Sinestro is incredible.
It is actually really good,
isn't it? I really like
it. Same.
And like what we discussed on a couple of others, there is a big section of this that I really liked on Oa, the whole like
the
training montage.
Yeah. I quite liked his character dynamic with Kilowog. Mm. I thought that was really good. I think it was quite funny because he's like, oh, it's all right, I'll help you up. Bosh,
yeah.
Pounds him into the ground.
I really liked the formation and what we were getting to know about the Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's actually delve into it. So as with all of these damage controls, we are not allowed to change a massive amount. Now, with this one, what we're going to do, much like how we dealt with Fantastic Four, is we're going to keep the first half of this movie pretty on the nose. The only thing we're going to change is we're going to take that fucking CGI costume off of Ryan Reynolds
and give him a proper
and give him an actual suit.
Yeah,
because
there's ways of doing it pretty good. You know what I mean? If Injustice is a great practical looking Green Lantern costume, but the beginning, instead of Parallax hurling Abinsur to Earth, it's going to be a pretty big rage monster. No, not that green rage monster. A big red one called Atrocitus.
I just think you could open this movie similar to how Infinity War opens, and having exposition being told from Atrocitus about like something he needs from Earth or something, because obviously at this point, you know, he's the defender of Earth.
I think he'd be going after a seed.
Yeah.
A form of life that would terraform, essentially, a planet to the user's needs. And I think that's what Atrocitus would be going after. And that would be the rage seed.
And there could be a really nice moment in this kind of, like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where he basically explains, stop protecting them. They're already ours. Like, do you know what I mean? You could have like a real poignant moment. They're already consumed by rage. They're already consumed by war. They're already ours. Stop protecting them.
Yeah, because basically in DC Rebirth, there's a really good character arc that Atrocitus hurls a rage seed into the Earth, essentially.
Yeah.
And he's trying to create a base for the Red Lanterns. And it's Jessica Cruz and Simon Bees that have to fight him off. And it's amazing. And I think that even though this Green Lantern film was before Rebirth's time, this would have worked perfectly.
Yeah.
We still have Abinsur die in the same way he does in the film, and the same way that Hal Jordan gets the ring, and the same backstory. All that is the same, but it's Atrocitus that kills Abinsur.
I'd even have Ryan Reynolds play it the exact same way
beginning. Yeah, like, definitely.
Flyboy, absolutely.
Even the training montage kept the same.
Because I thought it was a really good way of showing that willpower alone can get you through anything. That's what that opening scene is about, showing that his willpower and tenacity is unbelievable.
It's here that we would introduce the idea of multiple rings.
Yeah.
And the emotional spectrum that lies across the universe that anybody essentially can tap into, but they have to have a real mastery over it to be awarded a ring.
And I think if we had that explained a little bit about rage at the beginning.
Yes.
And then we had a little bit explained about green here, where Hal gets the ring. And then we go to Oa.
Yeah.
And we keep a lot of this. I love the training montage. I'd want it to be a little bit more like actual training montage.
Yeah. And training day in space.
But like really delving into the lore and the other Green Lantern Corps members.
Yeah. Because I quite like Jeffrey Rush in this as Tomar Rey. So he's like the bird one-ish.
Yeah.
His sort of dynamic with Kilowog and Sinestro especially is quite good because he's a well-respected member of the Corps. And I don't think that played as much into Green Lantern as it should.
I just think there'd be a really nice scene as well where Hal Jordan isn't getting it, yeah? He's fully not getting it. And he goes, I don't understand. I can't. And then that's where they explain exactly what you just said. The spectrum of light across the universe, you know, is split into emotion and is split into the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And essentially, in order to have, in order to wield the power of the ring, you need to have control over that particular spectrum of your own personality.
Yeah.
And then they explain how you could have like a Star Wars-esque moment, like everyone is torn between hope and fear, and everyone is torn between willpower and life and death. And do you know what I mean?
You can have that
whole like the yin and yang of the universe, the explanation that you're not a Green Lantern and you're a Green Lantern forever. They plant those seeds of like, you know, this is a timeline. This is a spectrum. Like you can fall into one or the other.
But they could also at this point tease that, you know, if somebody is corrupted enough, they could change. Their allegiances could change if they are pushed to a limit.
But it'd be a really good exposition moment to have that all take place on Oa. So it was like, you know, that worked really well. We've already had at the beginning the fact that we know there's an imminent threat coming to Earth.
Yeah, in the form of Atrocitus. We are going to leave out Dex Star, which is his flying cat.
Yeah.
I think that is a step too far. As much as I love Dex Star.
But what would be really good is if from that beginning part, we'd almost, because of the journey of Hal Jordan, we'd forgotten about that mission.
Yeah, and I think that's where the writing of this film really needs to take precedent. So the humor of it, even though it is daft, even though there is the helicopter moment where he makes a fucking Hot Wheels car track and flirts with Blake Lively, I think that would have to be even more larger than life to make the audience forget about Atrocitus. He's not a very well-known villain in, you know,
I just think it'd be really nice if you had that Atrocitus moment. He looks dark and brooding at the beginning. We kind of forget about what's going on, yeah?
Yeah.
And then almost the alarm is triggered in that sector of the universe that Hal Jordan is responsible for.
Yeah, so, and it could even just be that he's got the rage seed and he's flung it down to Earth.
And and we could have this amazing moment where Hal's like, I need to go. And they're like, you're not ready.
Yeah.
You're not ready. Take the core with you.
And I think because of Hal Jordan, who he is, he'd be like, no, I'm fine, my training's done, I'll go do it. And he gets slapped down, maybe even by Dex Star.
But he gets his ass handed to him.
And, you know, he has the sort of the broken hero moment, like, oh, I'm not good enough. And maybe he works with Taika Waititi to sort of build himself back up as Hal Jordan, not as a Green Lantern, but as Hal Jordan. And that's probably where we'd reintroduce the love story with Carol Ferris and Ferris Air and Blake Lively, and then they got married.
And she teaches him a little bit.
And I'm a little bit in love with Blake Lively.
No. See, because I used to watch a lot of Gossip Girl, mate, so I was way more Blair than I was Serena.
See, I've never watched Gossip Girl. So
you love Riverdale. You need to get on Gossip Girl.
Fair. You've sold it to me. I'm going to go watch Gossip Girl. and then he goes back to Oa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm sorry. I was naive. I didn't know what I was doing. All I want to do is save my planet. I want to save my people.
You could even have all of this. You could even have all of this take place. Like, so he's told he's got the power.
Yeah.
And then Atrocitus, like, hits Earth straight away. So there's no kind. And he almost, like, chances it and just pulls it. He has his ass kicked, but he just manages
to repel him.
Because maybe the seed hasn't leached yet, and so he's not strong enough there yet, he needs the power of other people's. I mean, I'm elaborating on comic book lore, but maybe he needs there to be a certain amount of rage in a certain area to succeed in his mission.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And then, you know, then you could have the love story.
I mean, like, if we're gonna get to the final bit, because this is where I'm gonna pull into what you've just said, actually. If the core, a big team, are taken to Earth and they're, you know, taking the fight to Atrocitus, you could even have, a common thing that we've spoken about on these episodes, the CGI shit show. In the Rebirth story with the Rage Seed, what the Rage Seed does as well is it turns normal citizens of the planet into essentially the zombies from 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
And that could be the overwhelming force that really drives the core back before the big, you know, Atrocitus is like, right, bring it, step up to the plate. Because then you have the, oh, we need to defeat them, but we can't hurt them so bad because they are just citizens. Yeah. It's not their fault.
Well, you'd have the core fighting them and Hal going, wait. These are humans. Yeah, like, they're just infected. Like,
they can't help it. They're not trying to. And that would be quite an interesting dynamic to play with because it's like, oh, shit, we have to defeat them, but we can't fucking, you know, break the next.
So you kind of have that happen quite easily and broken, and that's where we see a breakthrough from Hal and, like, his real willpower and that sort of thing. Cageism. Or kind of...
Maybe it's like he sees Carol Ferris has been turned and he's like, ah, we need to go. Yeah. I've got this. I can defeat him.
But then they come up against Adrastus, and then that's when basically we see the chain. We've seen the kind of Mark Strong's character, like, not, he's on that fence where he is definitely a Green Lantern, but he's just like, there's something about him that we
can't quite right.
Yeah. And then we basically see an altercation that puts the shit into Sinestro.
So Kilowog has been a prominent part of the core. He's the one that was teaching Hal Jordan to fight and use his ring. And he's like, well, Atrocitus is a big one, so I'm going to step up and I'm going to put him down. I'm going to put him in his place. And as soon as he walks up to him, Atrocitus just floors him.
Yeah, in like one. Not even like...
And not with much force.
Without even breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is when Sinestro is stood behind him.
Yeah.
And he could even almost hit him, like, as he falls back. And it's like Sinestro is one of his good friends and he's like, oh, fuck.
What about, like, if they throw him into Sinestro and Sinestro, gets caught underneath the body of his fallen...
And then all the other rage-infected humans sort of overwhelm him.
Yeah, and he's like, trapped. What's going on? What's
very
going on?
Much, and he can't, he very can't, much Game of Thrones, Battle of the Bastards.
And he can't really make his ring work. Yeah. Like, he's in this moment where he's... consumed by, he's trying to use his grip, but he can't make it work.
And then it's at this point that he's like, you could have it just a shot of his eyes, and he's like, oh, you know, scrunched up, and he's like, and he all of a sudden he's like flying.
Yeah, like, and he bursts out,
but you don't see that. All you see is like cut to black, and he's like flying, and then he like opens his eyes, and as he opens his eyes, everything, the screen becomes yellow.
Yeah, but you see his green costume like melt away
into like the paint costume. Into water just, and it's yellow, and he has become the Lantern of Fear,
but he goes off into the distance essentially. We don't see anything else from him. It's in a kind of like Mordo-esque, we know it's there but it's there yet. And then we have the battle of the wills versus the rage.
Yeah, Hal Jordan v Atrocitus.
Yeah,
and obviously because it's a CGI shit show, it's gonna be lots of green snot versus lots of red blood, essentially.
And you know what? Like, we win because that's what we really want from a Green Lantern goofy movie of hope. Of course. Want him to win. Yeah. Like,
he's going to win. He's going to get Carol Ferris back to normal. They're going to have a nice little kiss at the end of it, and it's all gravy.
And you know what? We've done it without even dealing with a massive poo cloud. And we've actually meant that Sinestro is set up to be a decent villain.
You still have the same post-credit scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
no. Wow. Did we just fix like one of the most problematic DC movies?
I think we might have, you know.
Damn.
I mean, that was it.
I'm actually quite impressed with us.
The only other way we could do it is that Hal Jordan never gets a ring and Blake Lively does.
Or John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Idris Elba, please.
So what you're saying is you want Idris Elba in this movie making a cameo. And it's like, John.
Yeah.
They just call him John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And then as he closes the door behind him, it says J. Stewart.
Yep.
So they don't say his full name. Nope. So they just call him John. Mm-hmm. He closes the door and it just says Colonel J. Stewart on there.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then that's your Easter egg.
That's where I think the DCEU needs to go with Green Lantern. Fuck Hal Jordan off. He's not your main character. Go with John Stewart. Go Kyle Rayner.
I'm
not saying fuck
off. I'm not a massive DC fan, as you know, but
have Hal Jordan.
Isn't that a little bit like saying fuck off Barry Allen, Jimmy Wally West?
Hear me out. Like, I have an idea. I actually have an idea about this. So you have Hal Jordan be this aging, like, veteran cop who's like, you know,
because that's essentially like what the Green Lantern are, aren't they?
Yeah, like, the space cops. But I think, you know,
not to be confused with time cops.
Great.
amazing.
I think you should have Hal Jordan off in some vast, distant sector of space and come back with a threat. Very similar to like Abin Sur does. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I need more help. The core's dwindling. We need John Stewart, my boy.
Yeah, you can have...
Or the, maybe we need more people.
The only other person I know that can handle this like kind of thing. Like, I feel
have
that...
Have we just like pitched and fixed Green
I think what we've actually done there, if we're completely honest, is do what they always intended with that movie to kick off the DCEU.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what this needed to do, and that's how we've done it.
Yeah, we've done it. We've fixed Green Lantern.
There we go.
Okay. If you agree with us that Green Lantern is shit, and let's be honest, you should, and you like what we've done, or if you don't like what we've done, what would you do differently? You can tweet us at Heroes Direct.
And you can tweet me at SwearboxDJ.
You can tweet me at Eamon Jacobs. You can even drop us an email at writers@heroes.direct. You could even... Now...
Call us.
You hear me out. Call me maybe. Get the Anchor app. It's free. You voice your opinions. We'll put it in the show. You've heard me say it before. You know the drill. Come on.
We'll catch you next time for another Damage Control.